You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
From time to time, our founder and guiding light, Moses Neimer, drops by to talk about Zoomer philosophies that he writes about in Zoomer magazine. We're at chapter 25, believe it or not, and it's entitled A Dangerous Myth, The War of Generations and How to Fight It. Just what kind of a war is this anyway, Moses?
Well, the piece is saying that there are many people that allege there is a war. And, of course, our point of view is that there isn't and certainly shouldn't be. So the chapter really addresses the fact that there's lately been a fair amount of alarm raised in various opinion places, you know, like newspaper columnists and so on.
Yeah.
And we're there to tell the truth and call them the way we see them.
Well, and some of it is a bit, may I say, hysterical. When I hear that term, gray tsunami, it drives me crazy.
Right, and that's just one of among a number of them. You know, some of the complaint is leveled at our generation because we're going to cost a lot of money as we age. And the other complaint is we're taking up space in the job market. You know that. and there are good and proper answers to each of those things. And I hope some of our listeners, many, are members of CARP and readers of Zoomer magazine, and they can, you know, delve into this discussion at greater length.
Well, in fact, if you look at it closely, most of those arguments can be easily dispelled just by looking at the facts.
Well, that's right. They are. They are dispelled, and of course there is, as I say, the unavoidable fact that these generations are linked. You can't be that much of a war because you're related to each other, right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, 40-year-old people have 65-year-old parents, and 30-year-old people have 80-year-old grandparents, and the truth is we're all looking out for each other, right? Zoomers pay a lot of taxes that go to youth education and health and a million forms of development.
I think that's an interesting statistic all in itself. I mean, I think Zoomers are often considered to be a load or a strain on society, but the 55 and up gang, we pay an awful lot of the taxes.
Actually, we pay a disproportionate share of the taxes, and that's one of many ways in which we contribute and in which the generations are linked. And
here it is right here in your column. 25% of us are Zoomers, the 55 and up crowd, but we pay 33% of the tax.
Yeah, and that's going to go up.
Yeah, exactly.
As this phenomenon ripples
through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole notion that there's some kind of I've talked about this to David Kravitz as well, who wrote that very good book, The Age Rage.
Right.
Came out a little while ago, talking about the supposed conflict of opinion and attitude between Zoomers and, say, younger generations. And it's his contention, and it's my experience, and I'm sure yours as well, that isn't really there in many cases.
Well, all things are a little bit true. Everywhere you look in history and in literature, there is tension and evolution between generations, right?
Yeah.
Classic. A struggle between fathers and sons, and I mean, it's taught in every school. But what we're addressing here is a kind of sensationalist journalist, political sensationalist effort, you know, to raise an alarm in the particular moment, right? That the kids these days have it particularly bad. They've never had it so bad ever before. It kind of makes you laugh to say it, you know.
Well,
but they're marching in the streets of Montreal for what turns out to be $254.
And it's, yeah, that's right.
Well,
And that's money that their parents are paying anyway.
Well, that's right. So there are both ironies and metaphors, and some of the things they stand for are appropriate, and maybe that's their little, you know, bit of youthful revolution. Because I'm working on a piece now, Dale, in which... And the danger here is that you and I begin to sound like, you know, classic old... am I allowed to say the word farts?
Yeah, sure, you just did, sure.
Yeah.
It's your station. You can say fart if you want,
Because, you know, we're talking about the next wave and maybe the wave after that.
Yeah.
And everybody does that. You know, grumble, grumble, things aren't as good as they used to be. And so it's treacherous, but... You know, the generations aren't always the same.
No, they're not.
And they're by different pressures.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they have different levels of resilience. And I must say, this gang seem pretty particularly, spoiled.
Yeah.
Because, of course, this is the richest, healthiest, you know, smartest period in history that we're all living in.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, and in many ways they're complaining because they were spoiled by the parents who are us.
Well, that's right.
Wouldn't that be you, Dale? You're
that's
your
right. Well, as Pogo once said, you know, we have seen the enemy, and he is us.
Yeah. So
I like the argument, or I chuckle. I'm not saying I like the argument. I chuckle at the argument that people who are working into their late 60s and 70s, and you might know who I'm referring to, are taking up space in the workplace and depriving the younger generations of jobs.
Yeah, no, that's a real canard.
Yeah.
But there is a lull in the economy right now, there's no question, and there have been a million of them. There's nothing unique about that. This one may be a little more severe, but in the long run, the big issue is not going to be employment competition and shortage, but, you know, shortage of labor.
Exactly.
Because those succeeding generations are so much smaller than us guys, they're going to need us to stay in the workforce longer. And there are many studies that point out that 10 years in the future, 15 years in the future, Canada will be short, like up to a million people working.
But there's an added bonus, too, is there not, to the older worker? I've always thought so, that the experience they bring to the marketplace.
It's crazy. To tell people, you know, go shuffle off in the corner and we want to waste the capital that we've built up.
Well, but it
happens. What's important is that people should have a choice, right?
Yeah,
they don't want to keep... marching along and having fun doing it, then they should have the right and the means to step off and do it a different way.
Oh, I agree, but you know and I know it's still happening out there. People who are in their 50s and 60s are not considered in the same way in the marketplace by many employers as somebody in their 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We still got to put up with that.
Yeah.
Well, we both... Okay, so we both agree.
Have you spoiled your kids, Dale?
What's that?
Have you spoiled your kids?
Sure, of course.
You know, there's a very funny story out of Montreal, and I think I'm going to mention it in this next chapter I'm working on, and that is there were reports that some Zoomer parents were driving their kids to the demonstrations.
No.
Oh,
that's wonderful. That's a great story. I tell you, I would draw the line at that. My kids have been in demonstrations. I did not drive them.
Right.
In fact, I was more likely to be in a demonstration than my kids, may I say.
Yes.
But at least both of my kids, even if I've spoiled them, Jill and I have spoiled them, they both have jobs. They're out working, you know.
Yeah.
Got to count for something.
But what's your thought? Is there a profound difference between the Zoomer generation and the next generation? I mean, you know, I like to say they're in the basement when I'm pointing out that the Zoomers aren't finished and that they maintain not only a lot of energy but a lot of wealth.
Well, of course.
And kids, of course, are staying home longer. And that has to do with the fact that we're all living longer.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Yeah, it happened differently for us.
When do you end your education? All these ideas that
have
to be backed up by about another 10 years because we're living 20 years longer.
Yeah. Now, if you have something to add to this conversation, join us right now. Join Moses and me, and we'll talk about this at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
We're back. It's coming up to 12:48 on Zoomer Radio, talking to Moses Neimer about his latest column in Zoomer Magazine, examining the so-called war between the Zoomers and what, the Millennials and the X-Geners and everybody else, right?
Right.
But I do see this playing out in some newspapers and some comments, but not a lot of it. Do you think it's fading a bit now? Have we had an effect, do you suppose, by saying none of this is true and a lot of it is malarkey?
I actually think, yes, we have had an effect.
But I think we have an effect in many things that we do. Look at the effect that we've had and with CARP efforts and our efforts here on the radio and everywhere in terms of fighting a number of issues and things that are foisted upon us by the government. We're a group that has to be contended with.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Dale.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
It is. Dale, can you hear this beeping that I'm hearing?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, if suddenly I leave the line, it's probably because this thing I've got to my ear is running out of power. So
I'll keep
going as long as I can.
Well, the best way to keep going?
Is to keep going.
All right, here's Maria on the line. Maria, what would you like to add to this conversation?
I would like to add to the conversation that, yes, it's great that us Zoomers can work longer.
Yeah.
But I think my opinion is that we have to invest in our young people, give them a chance to start working, start paying my pension, start investing in future. I'm kind of would ask you personally, if you would have a company, let's say now, and I, as a 50-year-old, would apply for a job and 35-year-old would apply for a job, I would want to know, if you can answer, who would you hire?
Oh, I wouldn't hire based on the age. The age is a number. What do you say to that, Moses?
I say it would depend surely on the job, the qualities and the amount of information required by the job.
Yeah.
You know, this idea that you've got to step away to make room, this is kind of a crude industrial idea of the workplace. It's a bunch of people lined up, you know, like robots along an assembly line, and you got to have two step off in order that two can step on. That's not how the world is working today. And of course, you need to have the skills that are relevant. The idea that you can sustain a very significant middle-class life on the basis, say, of a high school education, that's got to be confronted by people. But if you have the skills, it's a complex future out there, and the numbers are plain. The people coming after are much smaller in number than we are. Therefore, there will be jobs aplenty. It may still be another tough year, you know, but as I say, recessions, they're like, I'm sorry to say, a dime a dozen.
Well, that's true.
I hear what you're saying. Excuse me for interrupting, but if we do not pass the torch to our younger or our children, then how are they going to learn from your experience?
They will experience things themselves, you know. In a sense, I'm arguing that because families become so much smaller and because people have become wealthier and better education, they've also become more obsessive. And I think there is widespread evidence to say that they and the education system they built have coddled this generation. They haven't had enough dirt, you know, their immune systems haven't been built up. And it's I think it's in a way a discredit. We have removed from them the learnings and strength of challenge. And there you are. You want to give them their future. Don't worry about it. They'll take it. They'll take it.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking my question.
All right. Sure. Thanks, Maria. Maria poses an interesting question, though, about age and applying for a job. Age is a number. Unless you're 98, and age is just a 98, that's a badge of honor, I think. But if you're just in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's only a number. It doesn't mean anything at all.
Well, and given the way the world is going, the typical professional lifespan is 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
And if you're 60, you've got 20 or 30 years ahead of you.
That's right.
And you've got a head start of a previous 20 or 30 years of experience and wisdom.
I wonder how many careers you can build into that many years.
Well, I think the world will change, and it certainly will be more than one. And I know it'll challenge relationships, because the old deal really meant 20 years, and now you're living 50, 60.
That's right. Well, that's a long time,
Yeah, that's my point. So it'll be interesting, but also I think voluntary, and people shouldn't forget this, it's a broad continuum, and individuals will locate themselves. Some people will want to go to the limit, right?
Yeah, sure.
Some people will want to step off earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe things will rearrange themselves so you'll get to step off, not just at the end, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then have some time away and then get on to the next thing, because you might have two or three 20-year careers, right?
Well, sure. You've certainly got the time. You know, something out of David Kravitz's book has stuck in my mind ever since I read it. And he was quoting some statistics that showed that the younger generations these days actually go to Zoomers seeking advice, seeking ways to do things. When I was a kid, I couldn't wait to get out of the house and get as far away as I possibly could.
Right. You defined yourself against them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That all of that seems to be changing.
Well,
and to me, that's very positive.
Yeah. So, I hear this beeping thing, Dale.
All right. Well, maybe I better let you sign off, because I don't want you to disappear on me.
That's
right, in mid word. Okay.
Yeah. But it's nice to speak to you, and
it's a
regular thing. We do do it once a month.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll talk to you again next month.
All right.
Thank you very much, Moses.
Remind everybody to have a look at Zoomer Magazine and join CARP.
Well, you just did, didn't you?
Did I? All right.
Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye. All right. There's Moses Neimer. Join CARP, he says. Okay. I'm a member. Are you? Huh? You get a nice little membership card as well. Lots of good deals. And Zoomer Magazine. The magazine edition that I'm talking about is with the Queen on the front. 60 years of her reign, it says. And Moses' column on that very issue about intergenerational wars is contained therein. So if you want to have a look at that and read about it, please do.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.